I was speaking to Bruno here just now, and he was saying to me he's looking forward to hearing me preach. So I was saying to him, where I come from, I preach for 40 minutes. And I was asking whether he's ready for that. You know, which reminded me of this pastor with his congregation. He was known to preach long sermons, like me. So it was fundraising day. They were raising money, let's say, for Indonesia, like what we are doing today. And then the pastor goes to his congregants and he says, I've got two sermons, like I have. One is for 10 minutes. It would cost the church £1,000. Another one is for an hour. It will cost the church £50. Church, which one do you want? The £50 one? That will take an hour? Or the £1,000 one, that will take 10 minutes? People in Indonesia need our help. Which one should I use? Sorry? There we go, John. £1,000 is coming. So I'll put the 1 hour one away. Friends in Christ, Psalm 122, a psalm of David. Let us take for a subject, let us go to the house of the Lord. Coming and going to church is not a mere religious activity that we need to be involved in week after week. Attending church or coming to church on Sunday or during the week, it's a celebration of our faith and the true God that we worship. It is a celebration of our faith in Jesus Christ. Going or coming to church is about finding peace, finding joy, justice and security in our Lord Jesus Christ. With this said, our attitudes towards God can easily be determined, I know this is controversial, but our attitudes towards God can easily be determined by our attitudes towards church. Our attitudes towards God can easily be determined by our attitudes towards God's house. Psalm 122 talks about these attitudes, the attitudes of worshippers, the attitudes that we have as children of God towards worship and towards the house of God. Psalm 122 is the third psalm in a group of 15 psalms that are called the Psalms of Degrees, also called the Psalms of Ascents. It's a group of psalms that is from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. And these psalms, poetic as they are, they were sung by the children of Israel, the pilgrims, as they ascended into Jerusalem to worship God on their mandatory annual feasts. Psalm 22, written by David, teaches us and describes heart attitudes that the children of Israel had. And it calls us to mirror and to have an example of those heart attitudes. What are we saying? Let us go to the house of the Lord and worship. What does the psalm say? What does the psalm say or calls us to do? They sang this song, and it had three stanzas. Verse 1 to verse 2, the first stanza said, our hearts are for God. number 2, verses 3 to 5, they said, our hearts are for praise. And thirdly, verses 6 to 9, they sang and said, our hearts are for prayer. Three things. I'll come back to each one of them briefly. Verse 1 and 2, the Bible reads, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing on your gates, O Jerusalem. Our hearts are for God. The journey to Jerusalem, as indicated in verse 1, was not a lonely journey. You could not go it alone. You needed company, because climbing the mountain to the temple was a treacherous event. There were robbers that would waylay people who went up the mountain to worship. Read the story about the Good Samaritan who was going to worship and robbers pounced on him. Why did robbers stand, waylay people and rob them? Because when people were going to the temple to worship, they carried their offerings. When people went to the temple to worship, they carried their savings so that they'll pay for boarding fees up in the mountain. They carried their food. They carried animals for sacrifice. So people, robbers would waylay them and rob them of this. So the pilgrims would group themselves for their own protection and for their own security. You would find out from your neighbors who is going to the temple to worship. Can we join in and go together? Friends in Christ, who do you join with to come and celebrate God? Who do we join with? Who do we call upon and say, friends, are we going to the house of the Lord to worship? There are many of us who can't drive. There are many of us who do not have means to come to church. Do we go out an extra mile and say, I rejoiced when I said to somebody, come, let us go to the house of the Lord and worship? How many of our people, how many of our friends who are not here today, simply because we could not ring them and say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord and worship God? David was glad to go to the house of the Lord. Why should we be glad? Why should we be excited? Church gives us a space to share and uplift our burdens. Church gives us a space to be one with one another. Church gives us a space to connect with each other. So it is good and it is advisable that we say to each other, let us go to the house of the Lord and worship him. Number 2, verses 3 to 5. Our hearts are for praise. Read with me. Verse 3 to 5. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand these thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. The psalmist David acclaims that the city, Jerusalem, has splendor. It's full of population, but the population of Jerusalem is closely knit together. Norwich, our church is in the URC. So many of us, closely knit together. Jerusalem became a spiritual center. Our churches, our community, we as people of God, become a spiritual center that when people look at us, they see the goodness of God in our lives. Friends, be proud of your center of worship. Be proud of what God has done for us. And David praises the city of Jerusalem. Praise God for Ipswich Road, URC Church. Praise God for, is it Princess Road, Princess Street, URC Church. Praise God for that little church called The Hub, URC, out there. It's a center of worship. It's a center, it's a spiritual center for us. Are you proud of this? Are you proud of your church? Are you proud to be identified with your church? Are you proud to stand up and say, I belong there? Come, let us go to the house of the Lord and worship. Thirdly, quickly, and lastly, verses 6 to 9. Listen to the word of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Jerusalem means a foundation of peace. So David asks for the people to pray for peace, to pray for security, to pray for the city of Jerusalem. Friends, how often do we pray for our church? How often do we pray for the ministry of the church? How often do we go before the Lord and pray for the activities of the church? We grow when we pray. God does wonders and miracles amongst us when we take time to pray, when we take time to speak to Him. Pray for the peace and security of the church of God, not only in Norwich, not only in Great Britain, but pray for peace and security of the church of God in this world. Let there be peace and prosperity in God's church. What am I saying as I close? Three things. Number one, our hearts are for God. Number two, our hearts are for praise. Number three, our hearts are for prayer. Come, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for those that have gone before us. We give you thanks, Lord, for those men and women that you have used, that we can read about, reflect about, and learn something from them. We praise you for David. We praise you for Psalm 122. We praise you for the teachings that we get from it. We pray now, as your people, that, Lord, bless us and grant us a heart that is for you, a heart that is for your praise, and a heart that prays. We thank you through Christ our Savior. Amen.